Industrialist Andrew Carnegie made a fortune in the steel industry and then gave it away to charity, including building a public library system throughout the country. His stipulation? The libraries had to be public, they had to be free to everyone, and they had to look imposing, like the temples of learning that they were. Between 1886 and 1919, Carnegie's donations paid for 1,679 libraries in big cities and small towns. Carnegie built just 10 public libraries in Florida, of which six are still standing. One of them is in Palmetto, and I went there to take a tour.
My name is Tori Chasey Edwards, and I'm the curator of the Palmetto Historical Park here. So this Carnegie Library was the first public library built here in Palmetto in 1914. In fact, it was really the first real library in the whole county. And they had to work really hard to get it, a little bit of interesting political maneuvering to make it happen. They had this Village Improvement Association here, but they had a reading room, is what they called it. It was above a grocery store or a, you know, dry goods store right here on Old Main. It was too small. It was too small for the city and the needs that they had, but they moved it into City Hall, where the mayor and all the bigwigs in town were literally tripping over the fact that we need a bigger room for this. So they had this subcommittee that was, you know, the library committee, and who did they make the chair of that committee? The mayor's wife. So I like to think that there was a little small town politics in there. And in some of the letters we have, you know, here in our archive center, the letters that went back and forth between the mayor at the time and the Carnegie Foundation secretary. But at one point, there's like three letters in a row from our mayor to the Carnegie Foundation. And he says something along the lines of, you know, thinking perhaps that the letter went astray, I'm taking the liberty of writing you again. And I just keep thinking, you know, he went home that night and his wife's like, did they get back to you about the library yet? Are you going to get our library? And he's like, no, I haven't heard anything. She's like, write them again, you know? So I like to think there was a little bit of that interesting small town politics behind there. So it was built in 1914 with $10,000 from the Carnegie Foundation. One of the things they required of us is that we had to have a basement. And of course, the mayor at the time wrote back and said, you know, have you been to Florida? We don't think it's a great idea to have a basement in our library. We're going to flood, you know. So the Carnegie Foundation wrote back and basically said something along the lines that, you know, everybody else who wanted our money met our requirements, and you guys just need to figure it out. So that's why if you want to come in the front door of this building, you have to come up two separate long flights of stairs, and what's down below is a basement. Now, the basement there is only like 2.5, maybe 3 feet underground. So it qualified as a basement, but it's not in any serious danger, at least, of flooding. The front door comes in right off Old Main Street, so that, you know, people could come across. And actually, if you look out there, our current public library that was built in 1969 is directly across the street from us. When this one closed in 69 and they had that one ready to be opened, I've been told that they had volunteers line up and do like a book brigade where you just pass it along to the next person. So that's how they got all the books from this one to that one. But you'll notice that we have the original hardwood floors in here. So this is, you know, 102-year-old yellow pine. They required that we had fireplaces at both ends, which we were happy to have. Not super necessary down here, but, you know, they were nice to have. This is the original desk that we had here. We have redone some of the shelves, especially the ones that needed the attention anyways, and tried to make them a little taller. But it's funny, if you look at all their books must have been awfully short. Now, I know that, you know, paper was more expensive back then. They wouldn't have had big fancy picture books and stuff like we do today. But it's really tricky today to try to utilize the shelves without laying things sideways a lot. We have the letters that go back and forth, and you can read through some of them. It's kind of funny. They were a little nitpicky about things. If they had not cared that much, maybe the library still would have been really functional and really helpful for the time that it was, you know, in use, but I bet you it still wouldn't be standing here today. You know, I can't imagine that if they hadn't made this a beautiful building where you'd want to come and, you know, kind of linger on the window seats and things like that, I think they probably would have torn it down when it wasn't useful anymore. Whereas this one, it is worth saving, and people put a lot of time and money and effort into preserving it.